bendición. Y Allah me hubo me puesto en gloria a la iglesia. Hare Krishna. Invocation. Om. Namo. Bhagavati. Vasudevaya. Om. Namo. Bhagavati. Vasudevaya. Om. Namo. Vasudevaya. Text 1. Sri Suta Vacha. Sri Suta Vacha. Varyan. Isha. Ti. Prasana. Kritu. Lupa. Hitam. Nipa. Akavi sammata pungsham sutubhya visu jah paraha sisu kuvasa daryan isa si prasna sutu Lupa, hitam, nipa, atavi, sammata, kuncham, sutabhya, visu, jah, paraha, sisu kuvasa, varyan, isa, ki, prasna, hita, lupa, hitam, nipa, atavi, sammata, pungsham, sutubhya, visu, ja, paraha. Now it recites independently. Om Namo Bhagavate. Very good. All right, again. This last line, this sotubhya visuja param, like visu, short, sotubhya visuja param. So this Bhagavad Gita, it is chanted with little tune, then it is very nice. The tune should be like this. Daryani sati prasna hito loka hitam nipa atavi sammato pamsa sutubhya visuja param. like that. Try to hear. Varyane sati prasna. Hito loka hitam nipa. Atavi sammato puntam. Sotavya jisujaparam. Varyan esati prasnam. Tito loka hitam nipa. Apavi sammato pansam. Sotavya jisujaparam. Varyan esati prasnam. Solokahitam nipam. Atavi sammato pungkham. Sotavyadi sujaparam. Om namo te, om namo bhagavati vasudevaya. Varya sushu ko vaca. Nāti śūko vācā, varyāne sati prasnā, kṛto lōka hitam param, kṛto lōka hitam nipāṁ, ātavi sammato paṁsāṁ, sūto vyādi huja param, now chanting the Vandana.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So, I need the translation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good place. Oh my Lord, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Purport.
Vasudevaya means the Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. And by chanting the name of Krishna, Vasudeva wants to achieve all the good results of charity, austerity and penances. So by the chanting of this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, it is to be understood that the author or the speaker or anyone of the readers of Srimad Bhagavatam offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the principles of creation are described, and as such, the first canto can be called creation.
This Om means addressing the law. And all the Vedic mantras, they are addressing. Our this Hare Krishna mantra, Maha mantra, that is also addressing. Hare, Hare addressing the energy of the law. Hara. The energy is Hara, Radha, Sita. So, when female is addressed, it is like Hare, Lape, Sita, Radhe. So Hare means addressing first. First of all, the energy. Being personal is there, do not know this. He is addressing, first of all, Krishna's energy. We, Gaudiya Vaishnava, we don't worship Krishna alone. He called Vasudeva. No. We must worship Krishna along with his energy. Just like Krishna Arjuna. Krishna and Arjuna. Arjuna is also energy, living entity. And Krishna, Radha Krishna, his internal energy and marginal energy. So, Krishna means with his energy. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. This Bhagavati means full of energy. Archival times explained, Bhagavan, Bhaga means opulence. And Bhagavan means one who possesses Bhagavan. That is the meaning of word Bhagavan. So when this Bhagavan word is addressed, it is addressed as Bhagavati. The word is Bhagavat. Bhagavat sabda. Of course, these are grammatical arrangements, but this prefix is there when it is meant. Sanskrit, every word, every syllable has got meaning. That is Sanskrit language. It is not like that, beauty but beautiful. No. If you say beauty but, then you must say beauty part. But in English, beauty but beautiful. In Sanskrit language, you cannot do like that. If you have to follow the rules, then the same rule will go on. So, Bhagavate address, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya, this is the form, fourth form of sabda, sound, vibration, fourth form. It's like Krishna. When I offer something, Krishna, Vishnavi, similarly Bhagavati, Vasudevaya. So, beginning is, Srimad Bhagavatam means Krishna. It cannot be otherwise. This is Krishna Katha. The Bhagavad Gita is also Krishna Katha. Katha means words. The Krishna was spoken by Krishna. That is Bhagavad Gita. And was spoken about Krishna. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Or about Krishna's devotees. That is Bhagavatam. So Bhagavata, there are two kinds of Bhagavatam. One, this book Bhagavatam. And another, the person Bhagavatam. The devotee, he is also Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that Bhagavata Parogya Bhagavata Sthana. He should go and read Srimad Bhagavatam from the Bhagavatam, person Bhagavatam. Otherwise, he will misunderstand. Bhagavata Parogya Bhagavata Sthana. One big poet, he composed some songs when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at Puri, and many people used to come and see him, because in those days, there were many scholars, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also a very great scholar, so they used to compose and come to see him, and they would get some applause. But before seeing him, the rule was that it must be passed through his secretary, Sarup Damodar. Sarup Damodar was Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary. So unless something is passed through Sarup Damodar, nobody can directly approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one learned scholar, he composed some poetry And he wanted the poetry to be heard by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Swarup Damodar, he knew that this man is mundane, what he will write. So he was avoiding. All right, he shall see later on. But when he insisted, and one of his uncle, he was amongst the associates of Lord Chaitanya. So he also requested from Swarup Damodar that this boy has come so long, if you kindly hear. So because he requested Vaishnava, so Swarup Damodar agreed to hear. But he pointed out his all faults and he chastised him that you don't write poetry in this way. You first of all read Bhagavata from the Bhagavata, then try to write. So that way you will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he advised that go and read Bhagavatam from Bhagavata, then try to write. Recently, one gentleman from India is a man of very good position, ICS, the old ICS, the British ICS, Indian Civil Service, their topmost service. So he sent me one translation of the Bhagavatam. So, perhaps you know, so I rejected it. I said, no, this is something that cannot be published. There are so many anomalies. So his daughter is here, Los Angeles. So she came with her husband and took back. So we do not publish anything which is not approved by the authority. We are not like ordinary press, that anything and anything will come and shall publish. No. That is not our business. It must be approved. As we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, no mental concoction. Don't allow any mental concoction. It must be approved by the Acharya, the Shastri, and Succession. Then it is nice. So, the next verse. All right. This part today, we shall discuss tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Chant.